Jameis can move, but he looks to throw kind of. But Fitzpatrick, we know what he can do. I mean, he's been here and he's done things against us well. So we got to find ways to stop both of them this week. But whoever's out there, we got to go out there with a game plan.
Take us through kind of like how you prep for that, though. Is it kind of two whole game plans you use, or is it really just you do your base stuff and then you have some wrinkles here or there?
I mean, the whole thing probably based on Jameis because we think he's probably going to play. I mean, he sounds like he's going to play. But then you go over things that Fitzpatrick does well and things. But we know it's still the same system. So you got to go out there and focus on what Jameis does.
Does it make it easier that you know Ryan Fitzpatrick pretty well? This locker room has faced him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely does because we know how he's so competitive. You never know what he's going to do. So he's kind of a wild card. But we got guys in the locker room who would play with him, and we played against him a lot of years. So it was Houston, the Jets. Seems like we play against him every year. So we got to find a way to stop him.
Taking a look at their offense, they have a lot of weapons around. But mm-hmm. Doug Martin comes back, maybe not quite where he needs to be, but uh-huh. What does he bring to the table?
Oh, they've got good running backs. I mean, the other Rodgers brother, he's been doing well, and they find ways to move the ball. They got good tight end, two good receivers. They do good things. I mean, you can't sit there and say they're not a good offense. So we got to go out there. It seems like every week we got another good quarterback and good receivers going against. So we got to keep finding ways to get off the field.
I know the coach is banging on the fundamentals, Justin, but was there any specific focus today coming out of the bye week when they were slicing and dicing up the game tape for the first 5 weeks?
You do some self-scouting and go out there and try to make corrections, do things that people have attacked us with, do the run plays and some of the coverage beaters that guys have got us with throughout the season. So we got to find ways to not let that happen again because it's a copycat league and they're probably going to try to find to get those ways. So we got to go out there and just, I mean, they are simple in the things they do, but they do some window dressing. So you got to find ways to get them out of their game and make them one-dimensional.
Is there a danger knowing that you are the number one scoring defense in the league? A lot of times when you're as a bye week, when you're not where you want to be, there's a lot of corrections to be made. Is there a danger of saying, oh, yeah, we got this, and especially the younger guys, and making sure that, hey, you know what, we may be where we are, but we got a lot to work on?
Not really. I think we got so much we need to improve on. I mean, we could have had a couple shutouts if you look at the film the right way. We got things that we need to correct, and we gave up the most points we did the week before the bye week, so we have a lot of things to correct, a lot of things to get better at to move forward.